We got Mary and Maria and Jay News in the building. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live, the beat. It's your boy DJ Justin J here in studio with my queen to be. Mr. Kata in the building.
Yeah, you already know that.
And y'all, you would think it was Netflix, Fuller House or something, because
we got a
whole bunch of people in here. We have the beautiful Mary and Marie.
What's up, y'all?
Blessing us. She's going to bless us with a beautiful song later
on.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We got Jay News in the building.
What's going on? It's the dealer.
And you guys got to deal with the dealer. Oh, you going to deal with some music, y'all? You got to deal with my voice because I'm a little under the weather, so please deal with me. And then I had a special surprise, like the homie Solaire's in the building.
Hey!
What's up?
And now we got Jason as well.
Hey, Jason. What's up? What's going on? What up? What up?
All right, y'all. We got so much to get through right now, and I'm hoping like my NyQuil don't kick in like.
Pass out. Uh-oh.
All right. So what we love to do is we love to put new artists on. I was, you know, visiting some family this past weekend
in Boston.
And I saw this girl. Her name is Brianna Babineau. Okay, well, thanks for telling me. Has anyone heard of her before?
I have. I think she's got a song called Work It.
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, this is a song called My Everything. She just released a video for it. It's a live performance one. Let's take a look.
Brittany Babineau. Oh, yes! She's super dope. Gospel singer.
Yeah.
She blew up from Instagram.
And you were the only thing.
They call her Brie.
Yeah.
I still have everything. If I lost everything. Yeah. And didn't have anything. And you were the only thing. I still have everything. It's you, my everything. It's you, my everything.
She grew up.
It's you, I love the little subtle tones, the little changes in the voice.
Beautiful.
Real cute.
She's rocking.
Brianna Babineau, my everything. I was like, you know, I was hot for that one. I was just in my room like.
I love her. She's super dope. And peep the humdinger though. because like everybody knew her from Instagram and stuff, doing videos, gospel singing videos or whatever. So this older man tried to snatch her up and engage and get engaged to her mad fast, right? She's mad young.
Oh,
yo,
really?
Yeah, probably like a year later, like 2016, towards the end of 2016, she was like, "I'm single." I was like, "Thank God,"
because
this old man really tried to snatch you up because he saw your potential and he wanted to get you before anybody else.
Yeah,
time to tell.
So the money.
Not even the bread. She's beautiful. She's talented. He knows a lot of men is going to try to get her. You know what I'm saying? He saw the potential in her. She's God-fearing. And he, I swear to God, I think he's a pastor or something. I tell you, he grabbed her, threw a ring on it, and I guess her family was like, I think you need to really think about this because you're really young and you should not be making a commitment right now, especially with your career about to begin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm so glad that she made the decision to just like be like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I need to take my time and get to know myself because she's really young.
Go ahead, queen.
Yeah, his old ass.
You better come in here with some notes.
Because I really love her music. She got amazing voice.
Yeah.
And I felt that it was so creepy that this old man wanted to snatch her up.
You know,
but that's
the
what they
doing
do.
That, honey, the kids are doing that these days. They looking like, look, who going to help
they
me get there?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm so
what's your pockets looking like?
Yeah, well, God bless her. She looks amazing and she's aging well.
Yeah.
All right, we got a SoundCloud of the week. Rio Cragen, right?
Yes,
it's hot as hell in here.
Boom. All right, so he got the song Inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate by Rio Cragen.
Let's take a look.
Let's take a listen.
Oh, okay, this boy go. What you pick, Mike?
Don't do me like that.
You usually do a good job.
Don't do me like that.
We interviewed him.
Oh, we did?
You liked him.
See?
You told him he had to change his look.
Right.
Because his look in the video was so different.
Oh, the guy with the glasses. I mean, he came in.
He came in. You were like, you dressed like a bum.
Oh, damn.
Right?
Regular.
Okay, let me see.
Only worry about you. You can ruin my day. You test my patience. You don't wanna see me make it. Let's just face it.
Right from the start, I saw greed all in your eyes. Love don't live here, and I shouldn't be surprised.
A little bit of Jeremiah too.
Yeah, Jeremiah.
Real Craig and Inconsiderate. Mr. Carter, you had another song that that he has on his iCloud, right? I mean, on his SoundCloud.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I was like, do you have an emotional tie to it?
I was trying to remember the name. You need a moment?
Don't have a moment.
You want to talk about it?
You got to touch your heart.
All right.
Dope,
so,
yeah,
shout out to Rio Craig. We got to get him back in.
Yeah, he's
studio.
A friend of the show. Definitely a friend of the show. And he looks amazing in his videos.
Now we got to get this next bitch in because, girl, you were supposed to come in. And I don't know what happened. Melissa, we got to get PJ in. So you love this girl.
Yeah.
Her name is PJ. She's about to come out this year with some fire. The song is called This Is What It Looks Like. Take a look.
So far from the typical, I'm nothing but original. You never saw the difference till now. I know the road is difficult. I'm ready for the ridicule. I'm doing shit they can never do well. Cause when they told me no, I did that shit regardless. Look, this is who I am. Nothing to change, I'm sorry. Feet hurt, I've been walking for a long time. I get the feeling everything is gonna be alright. This is what it looks like when you get up and you're tired and you still grind.
Hey.
This is what it looks like when they ain't give a fuck about you but you're still alive. Yeah, this is what it looks like. Yeah, this is what it looks like. This is what it looks like when you put on what you want and then you still fly.
Hey, PJ, this is what it looks like.
That's a nice groove. Yeah, I like the video. Where are you, girl? Get up here.
That's you know
who?
She gives me a Kendall, you know Melissa, white girl Melissa.
Okay, okay. Melissa, what's up? Like, bring her
she
up.
Gotta, she got to come in. But she's honestly, she's starting to blow up right now, so it's like she's
busy. Yeah, you know, she's doing her thing. She's doing her thing. Respect it.
Next, I'm hoping these guys, something happens with them
because
I love them. And this mix is so, I love when an artist takes like a whole mashup and makes it their own. So they take Kiss It Better, and Hold Up, Armand and Trey.
The brothers.
Take a look.
All right.
Yeah, have you guys heard of them before?
Yeah. They seen them on Instagram. Mm.
Oh my God.
They kids.
I've been waiting on that sunshine, girl. Think I need that back. Can't do it like that.
Okay, doing something serious now.
Like that. So I argue.
Your chick know why she texting me.
Why
she keep calling my phone, speaking sexually. Every time I'm out, why she's stressing me. You call her Stephanie, I call her Heavenly. I don't open doors for no home. I just want the neck, nothing more.
Baby, make it clap.
Make it applause.
I'm tired of you making me a call. What are you with?
You sound like Chris Brown.
Yeah.
They don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other girl above you? What a wicked way to treat the boy that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you.
You know what it is, can we back up in this thing? Money stay in my pocket, girl, I'm like a walking
Armand and Trey kissing better.
Ooh, kept going. Okay. Okay.
Check them out.
I'm glad I could take this home. I can look all these artists up, right?
You know, good music right there. Respect.
And that's what we love about this show specifically, because even last week when we had Kendall in, I love when artists come in, we can all support each other.
Yeah.
And like it'd just be so pop, everyone be like, oh wait, let me pull up my iTunes real quick.
You know?
Yeah, this list is going with me.
Yeah, right, for real.
So they're finally being serious, because usually if you follow them on Instagram, like they playing around, singing, playing around, but this is probably one of the most serious.
No, they have a couple of them now like this.
They're moving on because they realize that they're getting the recognition and they are Instagram famous. And what I like about what's going on right now, honestly, I'm keeping 100.
Queen must have missed us.
I did. But you know what it is? Hey, people, I'm always out getting paper. If I'm not here, I'm getting paper. I put nothing above this place other than paper. But anyway, what I love is the fact that everyone is unique looking. Now, back in the days, like if we had to depend on a record company to give us a deal, you couldn't look the way these people who we are playing look anymore. Mm-hmm. Now that we have the internet and we have the ability to promote ourselves, we can look any old kind of way.
They can't
tell us anything because our talent outshines any visual that anybody may have. So I think this is awesome. And they are super dope.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You guys definitely check out. They have so many mashups and they're super creative.
Yeah, I love them.
All right. Marion.
All right. How you doing?
We got this video, Now I'm Free.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, what you free from?
So, Now I'm Free is all about just, you know what, finding and walking in your God-given purpose. There's so many people out there doing things that just, you know, they're not really passionate about. And you know, I took a minute, but I finally embraced that I'm here to sing. I'm here to touch people's lives. And what I'm really trying to tell people is it is never, never too late. You know, as kids, we have these dreams and these things we want to do. And as we get older, you know, sometimes we just lose it. And you know, just and basically what you were talking about, you know, the indie game is so exciting because you can be you. You know, I don't have to wear what I don't want to wear. I don't have to look like I don't want to look like. I don't have to be ashamed at my age. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's really just about embracing what your purpose is. And once you do that, you're free. So that's really what this song is about.
That is right on time.
Step into that purpose.
Never too late, y'all. Never too late.
I like that.
In your purpose. Mm.
All right, well, let's take a look at Marion Marie's
Now I'm Free.
Boom.
Pray to God. I know that weave is fleeky. Yes, inches.
Best I can be, seems I lost something precious to me. Meet the definition of free, follow my own path and a destiny be. Turn the page and over this leaf, at the stage of my life, I'm over this grief. I ain't scared, I'm a giant, sing away from here, defying any haters and fears. I finally see my purpose in my life, my worth, my fight, and I will succeed. In spite of any problems I solve and keep it popping, with God as my lead. Just focus and think it, believe I can achieve it, cause there's only one you and you got to seek to be. Finally free. Yeah, the road can be hard. Keep yourself focused, just go with your heart. Take a knee, get close with your God, then watch your goals rise as they come alive. Test your pride when you're low and feel tired. Testify to folks or power higher. Pick up in base soul and dig deep from within and let it roll with the tide. You finally see.
Hey, Marion Marie, now I'm free.
So this sounds like you've come to a point in your life where you accept who you are.
Exactly.
This sounds like you are no longer trying to impress anyone else because you are grateful for who you are right now.
But I want to hear about that. I want to hear about where, before this, I want to hear about where,
what inspired you to do this?
What were your chains?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a day gig, you know, I'm going to just be real. You know, sometimes, you know, if you're not giving it your all with what your passion is, you can have things distract you. And look, I have nothing against a day gig.
A 9 to 5, you mean?
9 to 5.
Girl.
But it just, you know, I got to a point where I was being pulled so much in that direction that it made it so difficult. And I got to a point where there was a brief period where I just didn't want to sing. You know, things didn't really go my way. And, you know, I kind of broke up with singing, let's just say that. Mm-hmm. But I knew that was an ex I would eventually come back to. And then, you know, I got laid off from a job, and I was like, okay, Lord, I got you. I got you. I need to keep, you know, no matter whatever else I have to do, I got to keep pressing with my purpose.
Your love. Mm-hmm.
And once I did it, I really felt free. Now, that doesn't mean it's still not difficult. It's not a grind. But it's just a freeing feeling when you're really just, you've just made the decision, I'm walking in my purpose, I'm going to keep doing this, because if this is what I'm supposed to do, then God's going
to
make a way.
And it's mm-hmm. the most awesome feeling to Absolutely. Be free, to yeah. never feel like you're working.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You're doing what you love, so when you do what you love, no matter how many hours you put right. in, you never feel like you're working right. because this is what feeds your soul.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, yeah, what's one thing as an indie artist you left behind in 2016?
Fear and I think okay. just other people's allowing mind. Other people's opinions to validate me, you know. I think the greatest thing that we all should understand is that just because somebody doesn't understand your assignment doesn't mean that you're supposed to abort your mission.
Yay! So,
okay,
so we gotta just do what we're supposed to do right. and be who we're supposed to right. be. So right. this year I'm just coming very hard, fearless, unapologetically, I'm saying what I want to say, and you know, I'm walking in that thing.
Yeah, I'm with you with that.
Jay,
man.
For you, with so many different hip hop artists out there, you know, how do you stand the ground as far as, you know, this is who I am as an artist? I don't have to do the same thing everyone else is doing. Mm-hmm. And have you ever had that kind of reflection before?
Yeah, I've had that. Just staying true to me and staying my life situations. I'm all about, you know, living in the moment and building from, you know, situations that may have been bad in the past or everything like that. So I just feel like with me just staying me is just, you know,
staying true to yourself.
Staying true to yourself. So,
Marion, I kind of brushed it over, but you were talking about the struggles of social media in 2017 and here in the indie world.
Yes.
What you been going through?
I think it's just first embracing it. You know, I'm not going to lie. I just got a Twitter account, you know. So it's just really embracing it.
We got to get you on the
Snapchat.
Then,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snap.
And
just, you know, really figuring out, you know, how to engage with your audience. It's really not about gimmicks and, you know, it's just what's going to connect people. You know, I try to be really diligent about my post and, you know, talking to my fans. But sometimes it's the most random things that connect with people. And then just, you know, there's issues going on right now where you see what, you know, some of the celebrities have to deal with. And, you know, I'm like, okay, you ready? Because you don't have to necessarily be a big star to kind of have anybody and everybody be able to come at you with what you're saying, what you're feeling, what you think. So I'm like, you know, are you ready for that?
Let's
I just
open
gotta
the discussion. I want to open the discussion. Set the show.
Yeah.
I was trying. Okay, but can I just say
that? And Jennifer Holliday.
Okay, she came here. Okay, I wasn't here that day.
Oh, we're going to have total different.
Well, yeah.
What are we going to talk about it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Whoever made Jennifer Holliday damn cry, first of all, on The View, shame on you, that poor woman. I'm just like, Lee, stop. Everyone has to get their stuff together. Chrisette Michelle is out here trying everything and anything. She been trying to sell to her market.
So what you trying to say, Greek boy?
So what she did was the same thing Jennifer... Sorry.
You wanted to touch my titty. It's okay.
The same thing Jennifer Holliday said. She said, I wasn't looking at it as, here's Donald Trump. She said, I've sang at several inaugurations. She said, this is our country. There are people who just respect the country. They may not respect who's in office right now, but you have to acknowledge he's in office right now. Now, that doesn't make it right, but we're going to frickin' put Chrisette Michelle on a damn frickin' cross and burn her. Because she want to get $250,000 and
$250,000. Did you see the last thing that she wrote?
The biggest stage anybody's gonna give her.
Did you see the last thing that she?
The biggest stage.
So she was an opportunist. She took it as moment, whether it be positive or negative. She
welcome
took it as
to
a
America.
She took it as a everyone moment. Everyone took it as a moment. She took it as a moment to push herself up, because people, obviously, who doesn't know anything about her, they started Googling her to find out who Chrisette Michelle is.
Right.
Her family disowned her or whatever, but we're black. That doesn't happen for long.
Yeah.
She'll be
they'll
at
come
the
back. They'll come back. They want that money.
That part. That part. Okay. She's probably the only one in the family with it, too. They'll be back. Please.
Don't look back, girl.
But she's kind of disappointed because she really wanted, she wanted to go on, I think, after Trump, but they threw her on first. Trump came behind her. And she still didn't have the opportunity to meet him or shake his hand.
Which is messed up.
So she kind of got shunned.
Yeah. Well,
so my thing is, was your integrity worth you going through this moment? And or was are you, like, what your expectations of this moment, were they met other than a check? The purpose of, sometimes you can't do everything for money. You have to have, your integrity comes first, and you have to have a purpose. And I don't give a fuck if somebody offered me $500,000 right now to do something that is going to affect my integrity. I will not do it. I will not do it, because money is not everything. You won't always make money, no matter what's trying to go on around us.
What about the people who feel like she said, I wanted to do something where it's like, we have to move on. We have to put...
she hasn't sold not one album. Now,
but
was
she
a
wasn't
little,
selling it before it, when she
right,
was...
Right, but it was a girl. It was a girl that that went on Trump. And her... And this is probably what she saw. Her record sales shot up. That little blonde girl. I don't remember her name. But she went on and she sung for Trump as well. But her record sales shot to the ceiling. So Chrisette probably was like, yo, if her joint, if this is happening for her and no one knows who she is and people hate her,
it's a presidential inauguration.
It's a presidential inauguration.
Yeah, but
it's bigger than that.
That's a bigger than that.
It's bigger than that.
Talk about her now.
I don't want to discuss it because, you know, politics. And politics, I don't want nobody to think that I feel some type of way about other races, because I love everybody. He's like one of my best friends, and he is not black. But I just I just want to be very careful. And most of my, I got my clients. I have others as clients. I love everyone, but I don't love racist people. I feel like you should judge a person on who they are and the integrity of their heart. You shouldn't judge a person for the skin and the color of their skin. You don't even know me. I might be the best person you have ever met in your life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? These people aren't. So just to get off subject, because I don't want to discuss this.
What were you going to try to discuss anyways?
The Chrisette Michelle joint, because I think you have your way of seeing it. And we have our way of seeing it. And at the end of the day, if everybody's going up against this situation that's going on and protesting and wilding out about what's happening and we don't know where our lives are going to end up, we have the right to say we will not sit here and act like we're going to support you by whether it be singing, whether it be coming and walking to your inauguration, whether it be standing out and giving you credit for anything. We're not going to accept that.
I would be like 50-50 with that. I get what you're saying, but I think, like, as you know, records aren't selling the way that they do today.
So is the money.
But at the end of the day, it's like, it is about the money at the end of the day. Like, we're in a time right now where that's what everybody better be doing, is just trying to stack up some
money
coins.
Power.
Like, the world
right
is
now.
Going
I
to,
mean,
you know,
that
right.
And
everything
that
is just
money
going
up.
Because my whole point of all of it is, my whole point of all of it is, like, so we're all just going to sit here and... just no more. That's it. We're blacklisting Chrisette Michelle.
No, hell no.
I still support her.
Can't come back here,
that's
girl.
That's what my comment is. That's where I'm stemming from. It. That's where my where
I would
I'm
love
upset.
For her to come up here and talk.
She
the
was
day
just
that
on
I'm here.
Club.
The
yeah,
day that
she
I'm
was just
here,
on the Breakfast Club. Yeah.
When she was here, I wasn't here. But as a woman speaking to a woman, I love Chrisette Michelle. I think she's super dope. I've always been a fan of her music. I've purchased her albums. I have no shade on Chrisette Michelle. I'm just
no death.
I'm just
people.
No, no, hell no.
But she's what she's getting. Yeah. But she's
well,
that's over the top.
That's,
I mean,
too, yeah, that's crazy. Wild, not a little too
okay,
much.
But I'm just saying.
I think she learned her lesson when Trump didn't come out and greet her or get or acknowledge her. I think her lesson was learned. Okay, you got your $250,000 check or whatever. Please do right by that money and make sure you flip that bread so that you can
get
constantly get more.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I think it's probably a good thing she didn't take a picture because then probably make it worse anyway.
No, it wouldn't have made it worse. What it would have done was made it seem like, okay, she did bridge a gap, quote unquote. Bridge a gap by touching this man. This man touched her back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, is that? That was the point of the handshake.
That's the point of the handshake. Okay. He touched her back. He received her back. It's so much shit that I can discuss right now, but we're not going to. We only got 17 minutes.
That's a heated one.
All right.
That's a heated one.
Well, on another note, Honey Cocaine dropped a video.
Hey. Oh, I love her.
The song's called Coconuts. Take a look.
Is it called Coconuts?
Yep.
Coconuts.
I love it.
I hate politics. Bring politics up right now.
I brought Chrisette Michelle up.
Don't do it. Now my
time is I was trying not to.
Don't do it. I can never sleep at all, but I can finally see her. Forgot about my enemies. It's hot as hell.
Because you on fire, yo.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Nah, you doing your thing.
Sip on the swine. Oh, and watch my stars align. Been through too much, let a hein ass bitch be
miserable.
Try and do too much, make songs, pay bills, and not be miserable. Can't nobody say I'm the type to complain, cause struggling is beautiful. When I'm on stage,
what?
I just thank God I ain't sitting in a cubicle. Cause I could be doing that. Matter of fact, I was on the way. We all trying, how true is that? I just never was damned it. Get the hustle right away.
I'm not
Honey cocaine, coconuts. All right, so
she was better when she was with Tiger.
I thought that was like Tiger's protege.
Yeah, what happened? What happened to that?
Man, I don't even know though.
She fell off.
Yeah, she did kind of fall off.
I'm so tuned out. What the fuck is she talking about?
That was more like a honey weed right there. I was like, huh?
Good one.
I'm too gone.
She needs a write-up.
Yeah, so when she did Jumpman, that was all with Tiger.
Like when she first dropped,
she was popping with Tiger.
She used to be on all his mixtapes.
But he was probably writing for her.
Yeah, because her last mixtape was everything. This newer one is kind of like
she might have branched out.
She went for she went from sativa to indica.
Go back in the lab, honey. Cocaine.
All right, last guy.
Who?
What was the last guy she was with? I don't forget what it was. Freddie P or something that killed himself over that, over her?
Oh. Somebody like, killed themselves over that bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I felt bad. That was a waste.
Because people are crazy.
Yeah,
she's
crazy.
Not that...
She ain't
okay,
not
popping,
that dope.
Girl, you don't know what her honey tastes like.
Beyonce, that's honey pot, huh?
One of my favorite songs, we talked about her before. Her name is Ella May. She got this video out for Lay Up. It's my favorite song off her album. Check it out.
I love her. She got the tie-down.
What's that on that beat?
Oh. Rope with it. All you gotta do is rope with it in the idiot system, baby. Yeah. Rope with it.
Said
I know what you missing. You ain't gotta go get it. When I pull up with that work for you, baby, come get it.
You know, DJ must have put her on.
You can see this house from Runyon Canyon.
So rough.
Stress away and got a thing. Let's take a trip out to the islands and just lay up. A private flight up for the night gonna take us way up. Just the two of us, no one else invited. Baby, jump right in. Let's take a trip out to the islands and just lay up. So, baby, you know I know how to take us way up. Just the two of us, no one else invited. Baby, jump right in.
But go slow when it get a hold in it. Don't you let me take control in it. Take control in it. Said you know I got that dope and that shit that go with
it. LMA, lay up.
Jay,
what you thinking?
I like that beat. Yeah, that beat, huh?
Well, what's it?
DJ Mustard.
DJ Mustard. Yeah. I picked her up off Instagram. She's another one. Just singing covers on Instagram. DJ Mustard was like, let me do a whole first album for you.
Damn.
Five songs.
There you go.
She deserves it. She's super dope.
Yeah. She's good.
And I like her look.
I like her look. She's just regular.
Yep. Regular.
Not regular overbeat. Cute. Mm-hmm. You can see her face. Brows ain't fleaky. You
she
know
can
what
do girly girl. She can
do
tomboy.
Tomboy.
Her range is...
fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Like
that.
And effortlessly.
I want to look a little. I want to get a little deeper into how can we find out? How do you think we can find out?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get on the show.
All right. J News.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we got the come down.
Yeah.
We're going to play this video.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Let's get it.
No? All right. Here we go.
Look, come down.
Someone high.
Feeling right here got you feeling you should end it all, but your mind too scared to do that, so you resort to them drugs that calm you down. Pop one, pop two, pour cups until your insides are just mad at you. But the feeling it gives is so unreal, you can do it at your addictive side is crazy. It's a crazy motherfucker, can't put you on a dragon chase, huh? It will trip you if you let it, but your mindset still stuck a runaway. Yo, where you go, you do not know. All you know is the pain will go, and if the pain will go, then it's all good in your mind. You don't even see nothing wrong, numb to the drug, you just wanna be left alone. Inside voice keeps screaming out moans, they know this ride is coming to an end. Panic attacks really start to set in, that come down, yeah, it's almost in. Before you come down all the way, I suggest you relight and get high again. My body's numb and my eyes are low. I'm spacing off into the unknown. Ain't no telling when I'm coming back. Just know my mind is never coming back. The come down, down. The come down. What once was a fear has now been found through the drugs you thought, but in the mind is stored for a time like this. This is real, real, real. This shit's real, 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 real. This shit's real. What once was a fear has now been found through the drugs you thought, but in the mind is stored for a time like this. This shit's real.
J News, the come down.
Now you said what was lost is now they're found. Now the what? Now the drugs. What you say?
From the drug. what was lost has now been found. From the drugs you thought, but in the mind it's found.
Mm. From the drugs you thought, but in the mind it's found. You thought what was lost, you thought you found the shit because you were smoking weed, but it was already in the mind.
Okay. That's some high
That's
shit.
Some high This shit. Like, I was just thinking, like, yo, if I had one in the air.
I'd be floating. We would have been floating through the damn.
I was like, this
through
is the, a trippy.
Through the, wherever the hell the place was.
If I was in the crib smoking right now, if we was at the crib out. Smoking.
And your voice, oh, if she
had
the I'd be in the video with Jay Lyle.
Okay. I was like, this is a trippy ass video. Yeah. You
yeah,
high?
Dope graphics, bro. Dope. Yeah. Dope.
If you high, you'll be like this the whole time. Yeah. Like, this nigga's hypnotizing me, son. Okay. Awesome.
All right.
I appreciate that.
So
thank
now,
you.
That, now you put that a little while ago.
Yeah, I put that last year.
Did you write it while you were high?
Yeah. I made the whole project while I was high.
Actually, it didn't. It was already in his mind.
Yeah. That's why I asked, because for him to even make a statement like that from the drugs you what was lost was now found from the drugs you thought, but it was already in your mind or some shit you just said. I'm like, this nigga was high. Because you're like, because you probably was going ham with your shit and like, yo. I'm thinking this shit is because I'm high, but this shit was already here.
It's already here. It's a God bless
him. God bless him. You know what I mean? Yeah, man.
And it's like water right when that part starts happening. Your flow just picks
up.
Keep going.
I
appreciate it.
It helps it.
So now, what are we working on right now? So we got two new songs, Aw Yeah and Auto Bass.
Three.
But where are we getting visuals for these?
No.
Honey.
Working
that's why
on,
I said we needed the fog machine this week.
Yeah, you know? But I'm working on making videos of that. I was in Minnesota for a little bit, my
where
hometown. Shout out Minnesota.
Oh, because I heard you. I heard a twang in your voice.
Yeah, Midwest all the way, you know? Yeah. But, yeah.
What
so
was going on in Minnesota?
Just a lot of working on the next project, seeing my family. I haven't seen my family in a real long time. My brothers was growing up, so it was just cool to actually go out there and see, you know, my people.
That's good.
So now the music we're working on now, where are we at in life?
Right now, I've lived a lot of life from, you know, I broke my foot last year, too. That put me in a place and, you know, just losing a lot of close friends I had at the time. And, you know, a lot of business deals didn't go right. So right now, I'm just like, new 2017 is just like the year of the dealer. It's like, I'm just giving you that pure music, you know, that pure feeling. And we just, you know, everything is pure, you know what I'm saying? So we just going to keep it moving like that and just, you know.
Go forward.
How do you, as an artist, how do you trust in this industry? How do you know who to work with? And like, how have you built yourself now to that?
Just our vibes. You know, cancers, we get that feel, mm-hmm. like if something's shaky or something not right, then we're not moving with it. But if it's that genuine feel, like, I'll rock with it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I maneuver through the industry.
All right. What are we talking about in the music? So, because right now we're talking about weed, some deep, mm-hmm. some
not
deep
even
high
weed,
moments.
It's just talking about how moments. When you high, motherfucker, yeah. don't think it's the drugs. That shit is already in your mind. These are thoughts.
Yeah. You don't need the drugs.
You don't need the drugs.
Well, you can, you know.
If you never need the drugs.
That's the message.
I can't.
That's
how did you just okay. look? You like, oh, I'll back. You went back like, fuck
you. You don't know, man.
My face is precious.
It fell on you, huh?
Mm-hmm. OMG. Okay. So when are we expecting a new project and visuals?
Working on the next project called the Audio Heisenberg that is supposed to be dropping. Still working on some release dates, but sometime in the spring. Just trying to get the feel for it and get the short film behind it and just get get the real feel and vision of where I'm going with it. So,
is that something that you go through too? As far as like, because we see all these artists and it's kind of everyone's just trying to figure it out right now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, do I put a visual with everything that
I
put out?
I've been working on visuals. I'll show you the new one I just did. Real talk, you have to.
For me, the biggest question is kind of like CD or not to CD. You know, EP or not to EP, single or you know what I mean. So. Right now, I have 3 singles done, but I'm already thinking, you know, should I do 2 more, get the EP, or like I really want to shoot another video because, as you said, the visuals are so important. But
does it matter in 2017? Honestly, like when you think about it, like, could you just drop singles all the time?
I've had so many people tell me, "Girl, just drop singles." Mm-hmm. I've had most people tell me, you know, don't worry about finishing a CD. At least do an EP. So I'm definitely in between, you know, finishing an EP but dropping a second single. And I find that, you know, the second record, my first record, I did everything on my own, learned, you know, not when I say on my own, funding, all mm-hmm. that good stuff. The second CD or EP, single, whatever, is a little more challenging because now that I've learned a lot more, I think I'm a lot more particular. And, I kind of have more of an idea of what I want to say, what I don't want to say. Yep. And then there's really no rules. So I'm like, I got 3 done. Let's shoot the video for the second single and kind of see how it falls. So I think that's the beauty of where we are right now is that there aren't any rules. Like he's talking about doing a mini film. I think that's amazing. You know,
so
what's the concept
of the film?
Just a transition. I grew up just... not hard, but I grew up in my downs and falls. My ups and downs. And just going through that, it just, you know, changes, you know, how I think about things. It changes everything. I forgot what was going on.
What was the biggest struggle that you went through that you wrote about?
Just the friends, to cut off the close friends that I thought were down. And, you know, when things are, you know, started getting good, it's like, wow, you show your true colors. Like, mm-hmm. and it's crazy because we've been, you know, the people I'm talking about have been rocking for so long, you know, and it's just like, you going to do this? Like, damn, petty
well, you
business.
Have this time with those motherfuckers. Keep going. Sorry.
That was okay. Oh, no, that was, I was just clear. That's all right.
I mean, you know, I'm honestly been doing good today with cussing, but. and I've been being a little more vocal today, but when you have a situation with somebody who, like, I've had friends that I've known for 20 years, I'm telling my age, but for real, 20 years and shit.
You're over
20. That's all they are. That's it. When you move on and you see how your life starts to change, mm-hmm. and those people mannerisms towards you change, mm-hmm. you just start to pay attention to how they move. Game. And you also start doing things on purpose just to see how this person is going to react. Mm-hmm. It's okay to let it go. Because God's going to bring the people in your life that's supposed to be there.
Yeah.
So all you have is time with those people. But there's people you're going to create memories and make money with.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's all good.
It's all about the money.
And I didn't smoke no weed today.
So what else is going on?
No, for real, though. All
right. So, we were going to play the Shaggy song. We'll play it next week because even better than that, Marion has said she would sing for us.
Yay!
Come on, vocals.
There we go.
You ain't getting out that easy, Mary. You thought we was going for a get.
Right now, at the time, I was like, all right. Sorry, Shaggy.
We're just going to do a little standard, a little right? Just,
you know, something we're going to sing at last.
Yeah.
At last? Right.
Yeah, but just something we
what's her name's version?
You Tina Moore. Tina Moore. We got to do Tina Moore.
All right, y'all.
You going to harmonize?
You going to sing? Yeah, if anyone want to harmonize, as long as you can harmonize, jump on in. I will sit myself out and watch.
And a last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. A dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press a cheek to, a thrill that
show. All right, so we're going to go around and get everyone, give you our plugs. Marion, where can everyone follow you?
All right, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Marion Marie Music, and then on Reverb Nation, Marion Marie Music, and then what else? Oh, SoundCloud, Marion Marie Music.
Is it with a C or a Z?
C, with a C. Mm-hmm.
Boom, Jay.
You can find me on Instagram at JAYNEWZ or at www.jnews.today.
Yes. Boom, Solaire.
You can find me on all my social media handles at underscore SOULAIRE.
Jason.
You can find me on Instagram at The Art of Summertime.
All right. And Mr. Carter.
You can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter and at MrCarter.com.
Queen to Bird!
Y'all already know, man. Y'all can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram, on Snapchat, Queen Live on Twitter. And I got the dope Krenak weave. Okay. And you can find that at winklux.com.
Hey. Look, all right. Oh,
man. Mary ain't gonna be flowing in
all day. All day. I got that Krenak. Believe that.
I don't know what that is, but we got Krenak. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also hit us up at BHL Online, BHL The Beat. And please, if you guys have a friend, you guys want to put your music video on the show, hit us up at BHL. TheBeat@gmail.com. Till next week, peace.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.